Om Shanti. Good morning. Today we are going to revise today's Avyakt Murli, dated 17th April 1983. So today is 7th Jan 2018. So the title of the Murli is The Need for the Powers to Pack Up and to Accommodate in order to attain the Karmatit stage. So today's Murli is full of dharana points, and we are going to pick up these points while revising it. So Baba started this Murli saying that, are you experiencing your elevated stage, which is being beyond sound? He said that this stage is a lovely stage, unique and powerful stage, which is beyond all the gross attractions. And he said that when you attain such a stage, this is known as Karmatit stage. And Baba said the aim of Brahmin life is to achieve the Karmatit stage. And then Baba said, to achieve this Karmatit stage, there are two powers which are necessary. One is power to pack up and power to accommodate. And if you don't achieve this, if you don't have these powers, then you are unable to achieve the Karmatit stage. So now I was just thinking, power to pack up and power to accommodate. Remember those first days when we came in knowledge, that literature book, their 8 powers are described. And power to pack up, they've given the picture of that trunk, and when it was explained to us that whenever we want to go out with the luggage, we always pick up good things and then we go. And then it's explained to us that at confluence age also, we pick up all good virtues and goodness of everybody and positivity, and then we go to the golden age. And other example is of power to accommodate. The example is given of the ocean, that ocean accommodates everything. So these two powers are necessary. So Baba says when these two powers are not there, then your intellect wanders and there is expansion of things. So there is lot of expansion of things related to consciousness of this body, related to the relationships of the body, related to the possessions of the body. So you go in too much expansion. So you do not come to the essence. And Baba said, you have to come to an essence and merge everything into one point, and that is, I am a light, I am a point, and Father is also a point. But if our intellect wanders, then we are not able to merge into one point. So I was just thinking that how to develop this power to accommodate and power to pack up. So power to pack up, One thing we can do is, whatever we think, whatever we see, we always pick up positivity. Whatever we see, we pick up always goodness from everybody. And even if any negative situation, even if any negative point is coming in front of us, we should have an attitude of changing it into positivity. That's how we can develop this power to pack up. In one of the Murlis, Baba said, then when it would be time of destruction and there would be very horrible scenes which will come in front of you, and that time you will require this power to pack up and power to accommodate. Because you will have, if you have attachments to anybody, and if something is happening bad to that person, people will be yelling, people will be crying at that time, screaming at that time. And if you don't have this power to pack up and power to accommodate, you will fail. So at the time of destruction, during those last scenes also, we require this power. And next is power to accommodate. Like it's the example what we give is of the ocean. How ocean is very huge, very big, and accommodates everything. So like that, power to accommodate. Suppose if somebody comes and tells me something, then I should be able to accommodate what that person is saying. It's not that whatever I hear, I go and tell other people also and make the entire environment dirty. Whatever I am hearing, just accommodate it. Try to settle it down within yourself rather than just going and polluting the environment with what that person has said. And second, this power is useful when somebody is telling you something. You are not wrong. But somebody is telling you something on your face. Somebody is insulting you. We have a tendency of fighting back. We have a tendency of retaliating back. At that time also, if we understand and if we just go down slightly and use this power, then it is going to be helpful. Power to accommodate, I was thinking since Avyak Mass is going on, Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba had this power to accommodate also. He gave sustenance to children so much. He loved children so much. But there were children who just left and went away. But he did not go in waste. He did not go into the expansion. His intellect did not wander. He accommodated everything and he went ahead. So Brahma Baba is also a very big example for us that he also had this power to pack up and power to accommodate. So Baba is saying that you have to merge everything into one point, that father is, all relationships are with one father. And Baba said in the world there are two things, one is relations and one is prosperity. So do you experience all the relationships with one father? Baba is asking, have you experienced all the relationships with father? And the next thing is Baba is asking, have you experienced the attainment of wealth, of happiness, joy, peace from one father? So you have to check today that have we done this. The next, Baba has given example of a physical car, vehicle. Like when a physical vehicle has a powerful brake, then it can stop. Wherever you want to stop, you can stop it in a second. And with the steering wheel, you can make it go in the direction you want. So these two powers are also like that. When you have this power to pack up and power to accommodate, you know where your thoughts should go. You know when to put a brake to your thoughts. So that's how these powers are necessary. Then further Baba said the speciality of Brahmin life at the confluence age is to stabilize in the form of essence and constantly swinging in the swing of happiness, joy, peace and bliss. And Baba said that remain stable in the imperishable intoxication and have that sparkle on the face. Here he gave another example of copper age kings, where those kings, if they have so much intoxication and sparkle on their face, and Baba is comparing us and telling us that you have imperishable intoxication, so how much sparkle and how much happiness and joy should be there on your face. So this is one point. Then Baba further said that he is seeing the Pandava army, and the Pandava army is a special army. And why they are special? Because they are always courageous. Pandavas are shown, they are always courageous, they are not weak. So Baba says you also have to remain like that. And Baba says Pandavas are the one who are always victorious. So you are also victorious and constantly stay in the company of one father. Then he is meeting, Baba Dada is meeting half Kumars, Adhar Kumar. Here Baba said, did you ever think that you have achieved, that you have such elevated fortune? You never even hoped that you could attain such elevated fortune. And Baba said, Baba is speaking to Adhar Kumar. See, so he is speaking about hope here, that the time of hopelessness has come to an end now. And he says you now have hope that every step there is success, and the success is guaranteed at every step. You cannot say that whether this will happen or not, whether I will succeed or not. Baba says that do not get disheartened that this sanskar will change or not, whether it is a sanskar of lust, greed or arrogance. Baba is giving us confirmation, giving us guarantee, and yes, it is going to change. So Baba says don't get disheartened and never feel that you cannot change yourself, because now he says it is a time of Dashera and burning of the effigy of Ravan, and then in golden age there will be Deepavali. So Baba says let there be constant zeal and enthusiasm for victory, not the sanskars of disheartenment. You are not going to, Baba says, you are not doing anything new. You have done this many times and you have always succeeded. You are always victorious. So you are going to be succeeding. Let there never be any thought about your nature or sanskar, such as I don't know whether this will be transformed or not. So again and again repeatedly he is telling us that you are victorious and you will always succeed. And even in your dreams, the sign of weakness should not be there. That hope should be there that I will succeed. You are those who transform hopelessness into hope all the times. So I was just thinking this word hope. A hope is actually what? It is an optimistic feeling that there will be a positive outcome no matter what the circumstances and problems are. But the hope is that kind of feeling. And different religions have spoken about hope at different times. And I was thinking about the word resilient. A resilient person, what is a resilient person? A resilient person is the one who bounce back. If he is exposed to any problem or any situation, then that person comes back to a normal stage. Like for example, flexible, yeah. Hindi the word is lachila, otherwise we use the word flexible. Like for example, if there is a, they compare it to a spring, that when you put a pressure on the spring and if you release, it will come back to its normal shape. So a resilient person is also like that. For example, if there is a death in the family and or if there is a business failure, then that person will deal with that situation and come back to normal. If a person is not resilient, then that person will suffer from some illness or go in depression or suffer from some ill health. So that is not a resilient person, but resilient person will come back to normal. So what they say that a quality what a resilient person has is of hope. Hope is one of the important quality because he always has hope no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstances, but there is hope that yes, I'm going to come out of this, I'm going to succeed. So hope is one thing. I was thinking that we lose hope and we become hopeless when there are repeated failures in our life. And repeatedly we fail. Suppose we are doing intense purshad and repeatedly we fail. We want to do Amrit Vela very well and we sit in Amrit Vela and again there is sleepiness and drowsiness. We want to go for Murli class every day but mind wanders here and there. There is inside, there is a feeling to do things, but there are repeated failures, then that hopelessness comes. But if you remember that famous poem of Harivansh Rai Bachchan, that people who try never fails, that poem is there. I know in Hindi, I don't know in English. So that even if the people who keep trying never fails, so try again and again, you will get success. So there are so many things which will encourage us to go further. So never lose hope. So even when we are on this purshad, on this spiritual path, we should not lose hope. And we should have that feeling that I will succeed in my purshad, whatever I am doing. And Baba is giving that guarantee that there is success. So why should we lose hope? So this is the first, he's meeting the group of half kumars. Then second, Baba is saying, do you constantly consider yourself to be very elevated at conference age, that you are the one who are following the highest code of conduct and you are the top knots, the Brahmins, who are great souls. And you know that you are most elevated beings, have you not? Now here, that you come in contact with other beings of the world, but at the same time you know that you are different from others. People who stay in Laukik, when they go out in the office, when they go out to their workplace, where they go to study, whatever. So once you come in contact with those worldly people, at the same time you know you are different. And Baba says that they do not influence you, but you, your personality should influence them. And who are you? You are holy swans. You are the swans. And what the swans do? They pick up the pearls of knowledge. And they are storks, bagula. So they are storks and you are holy swans. And what does storks do? They eat impure food. They eat impure food, they speak bad words. But holy swans never speak bad words. They always speak good. And holy swan, he compares it to purity. That they are always white, they are always clean. And purity is cleanliness. Baba says that your uniform is also white. And white is a sign of purity and cleanliness. So it is a symbol of purity. So you are holy swans. And then he is speaking that thoughts are also food for the intellect. So you cannot have impure thoughts. You holy swans cannot even have impure thoughts. Thoughts are food for the intellect. If you eat any impure food or unhealthy food, then you cannot remain constantly healthy. And if anything that is useless, what do with that useless thing? We throw away. So it is not accumulated. Therefore now finish the waste thoughts, he says. This is known as being a holy swan. So now for this, people who stay outside. In Madhuban, we are in majority. For hospital if I see, then we are in majority. Even there are BKs, there are non-BKs. But people who stay outside, for them there is a challenge. Here Baba is saying, no, that you go out, but you should know that who you are, whom you belong to. That should not be forgotten. And it is a big challenge for people who stay outside, because even when I was in Mumbai, I had faced that challenge because I came as a non-BK in the hospital and then I became a BK there, and so many taunts from different people. When you wear white clothes and you go, you hear some showers of taunts from people. So there, but still we should not put down our feet and say, forget it, no, let's become like them. So there, you have to face them. There is a custom in every place, like wherever you go to work, during the lunchtime, everybody opens their tiffin box and you have to sit with them and you cannot eat their food. You are not going to eat their food, you have to eat your food. And then you listen to them because they share with love but they don't know. So there you have to remain firm. And with different things, like they go for party, they go to theater, they go for marriages, and they want you also to join them. But there we should know what is our dharanas and what is our, you know, codes of conduct, and where I should put a line that I should not do this. So that's why they should not get influenced, I should not get influenced by them. So even while staying with them, we should remain in our codes and conducts, and we should remember that I am a holy swan amongst these talks. And whatever they do, I am not going to do like that. I remember Dr. Sachin when he was in Mumbai, and he used to wear perfect white clothes and he used to come. And there were so many others who would tell something, but he was very firm. And how he remained firm, even working with so many big people, so many big consultants, but he never thought that I should also wear coat and tie and like that. So he was a good example in front of us that means shaped him that I should start wearing this, or I should become like them, or I should start doing like that. When you sit with big people, when you are at a good position in some place, then you tend to do things. But there, Baba is reminding us that we are holy swans. So this is one thing. And Baba, next point here, spoke about thoughts are also food for the intellect. And I was thinking that every day morning Baba gives us very delicious breakfast, that is Murli, which is full of healthy nutrients, minerals, amino acids, everything. It's so nutritious, and we take that food every day in the morning. That's the food for our mind. But throughout the day also, what thoughts we are creating, that we should pay attention to, because every day Baba feeds us with very healthy breakfast, but throughout the day what we are doing. So we have to pay attention to that, because Baba says you have to finish the waste thoughts. So here he spoke about holy swans. Then he is meeting the group of Pandavas. So Baba says Pandava means those who are not defeated in their thoughts or dreams. Those Pandavas means who are always victorious, and who let your dreams also be of victory, Baba says. And you are victorious Pandavas who are not defeated. And Maya doesn't come like that, he says. You invoke Maya, then only Maya comes to you. So you are the one who is invoking Maya, that's why Maya comes to you. So what promise have you made, Baba is asking. So you always remain victorious. So I was just going through, every Pandav has some or the other virtue, some or the other speciality. Like Yudhishthir was the one who was ingenious, and he was dedicated on the path of Dharna. And Bhim was fearless and brave. And Arjun was a good archer, and Nakula was a good trainer of animals, and who's that? Sahadev. He was a main tactical planner among the Pandavas, and he also had some knowledge of astrology. So these are some of the specialities of Pandavas. Then the next last paragraph, Baba is telling, become a master bestower. Like yesterday in Hindi class we were discussing about being a donor. So here the entire paragraph is about becoming a master bestower. Baba is saying Baba Dada now wants every child to become a master bestower. Whatever you have taken from Baba Dada, whatever you have taken from the father, you have to give it to others, and you are great donors. Baba said, do not keep any expectation from other souls, whether they will give you or not. You just have to give. Be merciful. Here he is telling us to emerge this virtue of being merciful and give everyone the cooperation of your virtues and powers, and become generous hearted. Fragdil. To the extent that you continue to give others, it will accordingly continue to increase. Baba says perishable treasures when you give, they decrease. But imperishable treasures when you give, they increase. So give one and receive thousandfold. So I was just reading one quote, the heart that gives gathers. And they said the best exercise for the heart is to go down and uplift other people. This is the best exercise for the heart. And being on this spiritual path and being Brahmin, we now know what is the time going on in the world and how people are suffering and they are peaceless. So this quality of having a generous heart is very necessary now. Because unless and until we have this generous heart, we won't be able to give. And a generous person has to give but without detachment. We should not have the strings of attachment to people. So we have to give and give. And yesterday as we were discussing that the most important thing what people want today is time. They want samay, time. They want that person should listen to me, person should sit with me. Like, you know, for example, I was just thinking that hospital is one of the best place where you can donate. It's not about physical things to donate, but it is about giving time. Suppose if some patient is admitted, just go to that person and speak for 5 minutes. He'll feel so nice because they are in pain that time. They are suffering that time. And you just go and say, hello, hi, how are you? Okay, you had your lunch. Speaking only that much is important. So they feel so nice. So giving time to people, because today people don't have time. And so giving time to people. So the hospital is one of the nice place where you can go and give your time, your love, your whatever peace you have, you can share with them, you can hear their stories. There is one exercise in Vihasa, what we do is compassionate listening. People don't have time to listen today. So we do this exercise with healthcare professionals where we do some exercises to make them realize that how compassionate listening is so important in healthcare. Because today doctors don't have time to listen. They just ask, what is your problem? Okay, cough, cold, fever. They write, within 2 minutes, patient is out and the next patient comes in. But patient wants to speak, well, that I'm not getting sleep because they want to tell their stories. But doctors, they don't have time. So they're compassionate listening, that you have to listen to them. You have to have that empathy for them, that sympathy for them, what they're suffering. So Baba is talking about emerging this quality of being merciful. Unless and until we have this quality of this virtue of being merciful, we cannot donate. So next Baba says that to be a master bestower means to be one who's always full and complete. So once you are full and complete, automatically you start giving others. So he's saying, give courage and power to weak souls and become the bestower of happiness. If someone doesn't have anything for himself to eat, he will not give, Baba says. If he doesn't have. So you should also become full and complete first and then you give. And then he's saying that you are master now. You are ocean. You are not canals and rivers. You are ocean. So you have to give. And at any time of peacelessness, Baba says, become master bestower of peace and give peace to others. And he said that people will continue to fight because they are under the influence of vices. So they will continue to fight. They will make the environment peaceless. But such souls also you have to give the donation of peace. See, I was thinking when there are riots, when there are fights in the society, and then the media puts it on the TV. And everybody, the person who creates the fight, person who does the fight and who is responsible for the riots, all the people, what they do? They give curses to that person. They give negativity to that person. So how much negativity and curse is reaching that soul? But Baba says to such souls also, you have to give the donation of peace. You have to give peace to that soul. You have to give love to that soul. So here he's giving, your duty is to give peace to such souls because you are world benefactors. You are world benefactors. That's why even such souls who are responsible for peacelessness in the world, for them also you have to give peace. So high, we have to be at such a higher level to give that donation of peace. And he says to give cooperation, love and sympathy to everyone is to receive. Yesterday I got a very nice thought on WhatsApp that millions of trees are planted accidentally by squirrels. They plant accidentally, millions of trees are planted by them, because what squirrels do, they go and they hide nuts in the ground. And they forget where they have hidden the nuts. They eat nuts, no? So they hide the nuts under the ground and they forget. And then trees grow. So millions of trees are grown accidentally through the squirrels. So the thought is that do good and forget. Someday it will come. someday you will get the result. So here also, give cooperation, love and sympathy to everyone is to receive. Then Baba says, at present time, everyone has a need for imperishable happiness. Everyone is hungry for happiness and they want happiness. And you are the children of bestower who will give happiness to others. And anyone who comes to you should not go empty-handed. Anyone who comes to you should not go empty-handed. You have to give something or the other. Whether they want happiness, love, peace, power, anything. So for Baba says, first of all, continue to fill your treasures. First, you continue to fill your treasures and then you can give it to others. And now, he says, no matter which type of soul is coming in front of you, whether it's a Brahmin soul or a soul who does not have knowledge, you have to give both. So now Brahmins, what you will give Brahmins? Baba says, Brahmins, you cannot give knowledge because they are already knowledgeful. So how do you serve the Brahmin souls? Two things Baba says. Whichever power that particular soul needs, you have to give it through your mind, through your vibrations and attitude. You give that power, and how do you give it? You cooperate with them. With vibrations and attitude you give with, and you cooperate with them. And second, you donate in form of virtues. That deed, you imbibe that deed. In your deeds, be an image of that virtue in your life. Be an example of that virtue, and that's how you donate the virtues to them. That's how you serve these Brahmin souls. And Baba says, at present there is need for you to become bestower of virtues through your deeds when interacting with one another. So here also he said, there is lot of knowledge. Now let the virtues emerge. You have lot of knowledge, but now let the virtues emerge and become an example of becoming and making others also full of virtues. Don't let anyone go empty-handed. Make sure that no one is deprived, he says. No matter what others are like, no matter now. See, here also, if everything is good, if everybody is nice to me, it's very easy to give that person. If somebody is doing nice to me, I will also be nice to that person. But Baba says, no matter what the other person is like, you have to give. Even if the other person is not good to me, if the other person is insulting me, if the other person is not cooperating with me, but still I have to give because I am the child of that bestower. So I am master bestower. And Baba says, those who are wandering, just imagine the world. They are wandering around with sorrow and peacelessness. And who are they? They are your family. They are your people. Our family is given cooperation. So in order to become a great donor at present time, let the virtue of being merciful particularly emerge. I was just thinking that when we all were there in the soul world, all of the souls were there. No? It's not, there was no differentiation that this is Brahmin and this is non-Brahmin. That was the entire one family in the soul world. And now we all have descended on the earth and we have got distributed on the earth. And some are Brahmin, some are non-Brahmin. So that differentiation should not be there that this is my family or this is not my family. Everybody is my family and everybody I have to give. And Baba says, do not have any expectation from anyone that if I will give, this person will also give it to me. So you only give. Be a master bestower and continue to give with your attitude, with your vibrations, with your words. Be an unlimited bestower. And Baba says, stand on the globe of the world and spread your vibrations and do unlimited service. Become a great donor. And the last line is very beautiful. Go into the unlimited and all the limited matters will automatically finish. Go into the unlimited. So these small things which disturbs us, these are limited things which will automatically finish. So this is also one drill Baba has told, that stand on the globe and give. So at Amrit Vela today I was experimenting this on this last paragraph, that Baba in subtle world is standing in front of me and he's filling those powers to me, that he's filling my eyes with purity, he's filling my entire aura with happiness, that today whenever I will go to any person and my hands with power, that I'm going to donate, whoever I will touch, whoever I will see, my entire aura will donate. That's how we can do some drills also on this last paragraph of Murli. So this is today's Murli. So many important points in the first paragraph Baba has told about two powers, that is power to pack up and power to accommodate. So these two powers is necessary to achieve that karmati stage, to come into an essence, to come to the point that I am a point and Father is point. And he is meeting half kumars. He spoke about hope, that do not get disheartened. about your sanskar, no matter it is anger, greed, arrogance, everything can be transformed. So you have that hope. So in your dreams also that hopelessness should finish. Second, he spoke about holy swans, that you are holy swans, you are among those storks and you cannot have impure thoughts. So you have to influence others, you should not get influenced by people. Then he spoke about Pandavas, that Pandavas are always victorious, always courageous, no weakness. Even in dream there is no weakness, they are always victorious. And the last paragraph Baba spoke about master bestower, that how you have to be a master bestower, generous hearted, having this virtue of merciful and always giving, giving and giving. Okay, Om Shanti.